This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by Quest Protein Bars. Quest Protein Bars are the only bars that aren't just candy in disguise. 20 grams of protein, only 4 grams of non-fiber carbs, no sugar or sugar alcohols used, no junk food of any kind, and they're delicious. You can check them out and get 2 free bars at questproteinbar.com/FitCast. Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast. We're going to get into it in a second. I just want to quickly mention that we're going to be broadcasting our new podcast this upcoming Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on justin.tv/thefitcast. You can join Lee, John, and myself as we go over that week's fitness, nutrition, and, you know, any news that kind of pops up that we want to discuss. So you can check it out there, our brand new podcast. More details coming in a couple minutes, so stick around. Here comes the FitCast. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 211. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me on Skype is Jonathan Fass. He is a doctor. What's up, John?
Oh my God, I am. But not the kind that helps people, Kevin.
No, not that kind. And we also have the beautiful and talented Lee Peel of LeePeel.com. What's up, Lee?
I am not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Not one at all. No.
You just play one on TV, right?
Not even that.
No? Oh, okay.
No. It's
really way to bad, rub actually. It into her face, Kevin,
yeah,
that
no,
she doesn't
just
play
had
one
to make
on
it
TV.
Worse.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
And actually, you know what? I will say straight up, I was listening to one of the podcasts like last week, and I do say sorry like I'm from Canada. I do say sorry. So I can, I don't know why. But anyways, so we are broadcasting live on justin.tv, and we got a little bit of an announcement today. Obviously we haven't been around the last 2 weeks or week and a half, I should say. But we are back today. So I did a little bit of thinking over the weekend.
I can lead to good things or bad things.
I'm nervous.
Well, it came from a lot of, and it came from like the FitCast supplement too, and I kind of wasn't happy with what's going on with the FitCast. I wasn't happy with the quality of what we've been doing up until this point. I shouldn't say, I probably haven't been as dedicated to it as I would like to be, because this hasn't been exciting for a while. I mean, I like talking to John and to Lee and to talking to our guests, but it kind of, you know, with everything else that has been going on, it kind of has fallen to the wayside. So what I wanted to do is kind of spice it up a little bit, as the Spice Girls say, and that's what we're going to be doing. So here are the changes that are going to be made. First off, the FitCast itself will be coming out on Monday mornings. It is going to run roughly about an hour long, and it's going to only entail mailbag and roundtable discussion. That's it. We're going to have no guests on the FitCast podcast anymore, the FitCast Prime. That is to keep this organized and to you know, always worrying about deadlines when it comes to getting guests on the show and things like that. And then things get all over the place. So that's that. On top of that, this is an idea that I've had for a while, but I've actually recorded the first one already, and I'm actually pretty happy the way it came out. But I read a lot of blogs during the week, so one thing that I wanted to do is kind of do a blog roundup podcast for the people out there. Like, I don't like reading very much. I like to listen to stuff a lot more, so maybe you guys are going to like this, but I'm going to pick 3 or 4 blog posts during the week and then you know, talk about them and discuss them. And that will be about 20 minutes long. And that should be coming out on Wednesdays. So we got that. And you can look for that. It's not going to be out this week. I'm actually going to probably hold it for next week, or I might put it out on Thursday so you guys can get an idea of what it's going to be like, since this is going to be coming out on Tuesday night. And then the next thing is going to be This Week in Fitness, but it's not, that's not what it's going to be called. It's going to be a podcast about fitness and nutrition news in the in the mainstream media. And we might even get outside of mainstream media. I think there's some really good stuff out there that I really missed. I missed the, that old segment that we used to have with John Williams, where we would pick news out of, the New York Times and, across the internet, and CNN, and see what other people are talking about and then discuss that. Because I think that's really interesting. And we never really talk about what, common folk, or not even common folk, but people that aren't like, really, really, really into fitness, how they are viewing what's being discussed, or what's being, seen in recent studies. And then we can kind of go a little bit more in depth on that and analyze it a little bit more than they would, and maybe poke holes in some things, or maybe, completely agree, with some things as well. And there is not a fitness news show out there. There's nothing out there that talks about what's going on in the mainstream media. Like, again, I looked for it, and because I kind of wanted something to keep up to date on it, and there really wasn't much out there. So we're going to be doing that. That's going to be coming out hopefully on Thursdays. And I'm going to be doing that with John on a regular basis, and anyone else that wants to join in. I'd love to have Leon, but obviously we are all very busy, so the main problem with everything is trying to get everyone's schedules to align. And I haven't talked to Lee about this yet. I've only talked to John about it, went behind Lee's back, so that's what's up. And we're still going to have one-on-one interviews that we're going to be doing live on JustinTV/TheFitCast. So those are going to be coming out. They're just not going to be super regular, but it's going to be like this. If we have a guest that people want to have on the show, or if I get an inkling to want to talk to someone, I'm just going to call them up and interview them. And then you guys will kind of get that, and we'll solicit for questions. And we're going to see how that goes for a little bit, and see what happens. But I'm pretty excited for kind of what's going to be happening. And I think it's going to make the podcast a little bit more interesting for our listeners. You can either get more or get less, whichever way you want to do it. It's all going to still go in the same iTunes feed, and I think it will be fun. We still got a couple things to iron out, but that's the way I've envisioned it. And people have been asking about the FitCast supplement. As John knows, we did record one a couple weeks ago. I never released it because I wasn't really happy with how it turned out.
Mostly because I was in it, I would assume.
That's not why. I think the FitCast supplement is something that I don't know what it is yet. And even Roger agreed with me. It didn't turn out well. Mm. We were all over the place. And that's something we're still going to do. But the only way we're going to do that is if we do it in person together. Because I honestly don't know what we're going to do that. We might not do it anymore. I like having Roger on. I think he's a great personality. He's very bright. He's one of those guys that you should be checking out, reading his stuff and watching out for Roger, because he is, he's one of those.
Roger's the man. How about that? And we just leave it at that.
He's not good at Mortal Kombat, but he's, pretty good at other stuff.
You know what, though?
He's
pretty damn good at rocks, paper, scissors.
Mm. Yeah, he met the Olivia Munn doing that. So that's what's going to be going on. Still going to be writing a lot at thefitcast.com. So that's that for now. And hopefully you guys will be able to give us some feedback when it comes to the new stuff coming out. And again, this is kind of a situation where this is going to make things a lot more interesting for me, a lot more exciting for me. And I'm not going to keep doing the FitCast if it's not fun, because we don't make money off it. It's not like, not to sound like super, like money driven, but It does take a lot of time to put together. So this way for me, it's fun, and we might be able to really do something when it comes to, you know, doing revenue down the line with sponsorships and stuff like that. But the, you know what, to be honest, the thing I'm most excited about is that new show. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And John is always all over the stuff that's on New York Times and stuff, and Associated Press. So, it could be really interesting, and hopefully you guys will be able to check it out and you'll like it. I don't have a name for it exactly yet. But that's that. So that's what's, and we're going to be continuing to broadcast everything we do live on Justin TV. That is set in stone. We are going to be broadcasting every recording that we ever do live. Straight up. Hopefully with video at some point, if we can figure that out. But right now,
Fit News?
Is that what someone said in the chat?
No, I just said that. I have no idea if someone said that on the chat, because I am not privy to the chat.
Oh, that's right. Well, if people in the chat have any ideas, we can talk about that down the line. But yeah, for our Australian listeners, including Carl, we're not ending the podcast. It's not the end of the Fitcast, I promise. Right. It's just going to be different.
And Carl, see, you got your shout out, Carl. There you go.
So that's that. And we're going to wrap up by saying what's up, Lee.
Let's see. I'm going to be doing some changes on my podcast too, actually. Because I'm getting a little, not mundane, but the last couple of episodes I've done on my podcast have been more discussing psychological issues and, well, basically me just yammering for about 30 or 40 minutes about a topic. And I like doing that a little bit more than answering questions that I guess have just kind of answered over and over and over again. And they're recorded and people can find them. So right. I'm going to be doing more topic-based podcasts, and I'm going to be doing interviews with some of my clients and then transformation stories. Like, for example, we just did a challenge, and there I've been talking to the people that, you know, completed transformations that won the challenge, because we had two grand prize winners. They each won $1,000 each, and and they did really good. They made some drastic changes, both emotionally and physically. And
it was amazing. And if you haven't seen that blog post, you guys got to check it out on Lee's website.
Yeah, and they did a really fantastic job, as well as a lot of the other members. And we have another challenge coming up in the 1st of May, around the 9th of May, actually, that's going to be more about activity and daily lifestyle. But regardless, I'm going to be doing a lot more. I've never been one for interviewing other fitness professionals or doing things like that. I could talk to John all day long, of course. I could always just talk to John. But in general, it's just not something that I'm just not an interviewer. But I like talking to people in just a conversation format. So we're going to just do that. I'm just going to kind of talk to people, not so much interview them per se, but just talk to them. And just find out how they do their transformations and stuff like that. Because people love that stuff. They love to hear how other people do it. So, yeah, that's going to be changing a lot on my podcast. And in general, just the normal stuff on the blog. Yeah. Nothing too, just random articles coming up. I have some stuff coming up about NEAT and the normal weekly rundown. It's at least 4 or 5 posts a week from training stuff to personal stuff. See, that's what's up, Kevin.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back with the mailbag, so stick around. All right, we're back in here for the mailbag, and we're going to be talking about sleep to start it off. We had a question here from Miles, and Lee, I'm going to toss it off to you. Miles asks, "Hey guys, love the show, even the off topic, and let Lee talk more. I could listen to her voice all day." Stalker.
Oh, cool.
My question is this. My question is this. I know all trainers preach sleep, 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 but what if it is just doesn't happen or can't? I work as a security contractor for the government. Can't say any more than that. Sounds like he's got a cooler job than you, John. And due to my rotating...
I think so, yeah.
And due to my rotating between days and night shifts every other month to being at work about 14 hours a day when I'm on shift, sleep is very difficult to keep on a regular schedule. Very much so when your factor workout time is daily as well. I wear a body bug and my sleep is typically 48 hours at around 75 to 90%. Guys, is this affecting my results or my workouts? Honestly, I've been doing a P90X insanity / solo flex hybrid workout that I made up and see results of improvement every cycle, but could it be even more? Thanks and keep up the great work.
I think what's happening here, Miles, is that Kevin is intimidated because your job is awesome.
No, it's Jack Bauer. He's got Jack Bauer's job. I'm not
to throw in the stalker comment. But CTU.
Right.
The hard thing about answering this question a little bit is I don't know what your goals are. I don't know exactly what it is you're trying to achieve. You put, is it hindering your results? But I don't really know what it is you're trying to get in a result sense. So my response is going to be a little vague. And if either of the boys want to jump in, they're more than welcome. When it comes to sleep, lack of it can affect a lot of things for a lot of people, but no, not all people. A lot of the research that's come out lately, when we look at sleep, we see it has very impressive effects on our ghrelin, on our leptin, on our cortisol levels. All of those types of things are affected, and not just by someone who's getting, you know, only 3 hours of sleep a night. It can be a difference of even between 6 and 8 for some people. Lack of sleep for various people means different things. Some people do not need as much sleep as other people need. There was a study that came out recently about short sleepers. And essentially, it had to do with some people need less sleep. And I think that we've all seen evidence anecdotally of people who can go very short bursts of sleep or with napping and not really be affected negatively one way or another. But at the same time, it's hard because we can't say, well, if they had more sleep, would they perform better? Would it be different? Could they be even more amazing or better off than they are? We don't know.
The technical definition of the short sleepers that they do not sleep more even when given the opportunity, and they never did.
It's just a hard thing to test, though. That's all I'm saying. It's a hard thing to test because there's so many psychological and physical aspects of it and control and variables in the situation. I'm just saying that there's always a chance to change the environmental factors or the person involved in the situation, age from one point of a time to another. Point being is that not everyone needs 8 hours sleep per se to be at their ultimate, but even 6 hours could be detrimental for some people when we look at the research. That's all I'm saying. But how this could affect your results, usually lack of sleep affects results more negatively in fat loss or in trying to maintain a maintenance level of lifestyle than it does in conditioning and muscle gain. It can affect things in conditioning and muscle gain, but there's not a lot of research that looks at that in the first place because a lot of the studies look at average population, obese population, things like that. There's not a lot of athletic sleep research that we see how much it affects athletics and whatnot. There's only been a few things that look at that. So could it be affecting your conditioning? Could it be affecting your muscle gain, if that's what it is that you're trying to do? Sure, it's certainly likely that it can affect fat loss, but it doesn't necessarily affect fat loss on a level of defying laws of energy or making even your energy distribution less per se, as it does make compliance, energy, stress levels and whatnot more of an issue, and by energy, like tiredness and what you can put forth in a day. So you may be hungrier, you may feel tired, or you may feel more stressed out. It doesn't mean necessarily that you can't lose fat like that, but it sure does make it hard. Anecdotally speaking, if I only get 4 hours of sleep versus getting 6 or 7 hours of sleep, I am starving in comparison. Very little sleep. I get extremely hungry regardless of what kind of meal I have or meal timing. So sleep can certainly affect you in that kind of a sense. If you're trying to lose fat and you're having a hard time doing that in a compliant sense, that could be a factor. As far as conditioning, recovery is an issue. Sleep is big with recovery. It's big with lowering cortisol levels and various other hormone factors that can help with increased testosterone production. So lack of sleep can hinder that as well. So could it be affecting you? Sure, it could. But you're saying that you're still seeing results. You're saying that you're seeing improvements. Could it be better? That's a question that anyone can ask in almost any situation. Could my training be better? Could my progression be better? And without really knowing any more specifics of your goals and what it is you're trying to achieve, I don't really have any suggestions on what you could change up or try. The P90 Insanity kind of workouts that are big with very short rest bursts and high cardio type metabolic conditionings and whatnot. They're great for conditioning. They're okay for muscle building in the beginning stages of someone who's, say, a newbie. I like a lot more things or training programs for the building of strength and muscle overall. But I'm not sure what your goals are. So that's my little shot at it. But if, John, you want to jump in? You're more than welcome.
I agree. I mean, I think that something like that, the sleep deprivation, you know, it's very likely that it's affecting gains or results or whatever. You know, how much, and, you know, like you said, how much might it be affecting, or what's the long term? You know, can, you know, there's some research I remember reading a while ago about, you know, basically making up for sleep. You know, if you lose sleep for a couple of days, but then you have a full night rest, you can basically make that up. But I mean, I think that something like this, I would be looking at like a cybernetic periodization, the idea that you're looking at how you feel that day. You're working long hours, short rest times. You've got to take that into consideration. Say, you know, do you have it that day or not? Take advantage of the days where you do get full rest or you do have more energy, and kind of back off on the days where you're really just not feeling up to it. You know, not necessarily to not do anything, because you want consistency, and if you feel like you're able to give, you know, some effort, then go for it. But, you know, also read your body and be able to respond to, you know, whatever's going on in your schedule at that time. Honestly, I don't nearly have that kind of craziness of a schedule, but sometimes my schedule does go a little crazy, and that's generally what I do. I try to, you know, be consistent with the gym, but on the days that I don't have it, I might lower weights, I might reduce volume, and just sort of, you know, at least go through the motions and give as much effort as I'm able to, but not try to kill myself, because it's probably gonna not be the best kind of workout anyway. I don't know, but I think other than that, I mean, you know, what can you do? You have to make do with what you've got going on, really. So I don't think that there's too much that you're going to be able to do that I could think of other than just to work around that schedule.
Lee, one thing that I wanted to ask you is, did you even go into addressing, you know, cortisol issues with your clients?
Well,
I mean, obviously, the problem is that if people wanted to actually know what their cortisol levels were,
it's a very hard thing to test. As much as people claim it, it's not. It's very hard to test.
Well, you have to. Well, I mean, if you're going to go the lab route, it's, you know, getting your saliva tested. You know.
Yeah, but even that. I mean, there's a lot, and it's something that's very commonly discussed. And it's commonly talked about, and a lot of gurus jump on the bandwagon of going and getting your saliva test. But the thing with hormones and fluctuations, especially cortisol, is they're up and down based upon your sleep patterns, based upon your day. To truly test where your levels are at, it takes continuous testing mm-hmm. on a frequent basis. And you should really be involved with an endocrinologist or someone who really specializes in it, not just someone who has a hormone testing kit. And that kind of the kind of environment that you need to go into when you're doing those tests is so important to the reading. I'm not saying it can't be tested. I'm just saying that how it's usually tested is not done very properly. So do I tell my clients to go get tested for cortisol issues? The only time I ever bring that up is when it's someone who could be showing signs of Addison's disease or who's having severe issues with sleep deprivation or water retention or someone who's showing real signs of metabolic distress, that they would have other issues, other hormonal issues. Usually for women, they would have no period. Their periods would be absent. For men, they would have extremely low testosterone or a lot of trouble with their sexual function, things like that. So there would need to be things in place before I would even, and I'm not a doctor anyway, but before I would even think to say, you know, maybe that should something you should get checked out. But I think that people should be wary of the, I'm going to go take a saliva test and see where my cortisol levels are at, because there's a lot to be looked at in those tests and how they're taken, and at what times of the day. That's all. That's my point. I don't think they're not important. I just think how the tests are done or are important, and that can be neglected a lot.
Very cool.
So definitely go to an endocrinologist, go to someone who knows exactly what they're doing. I would be wary, not to say that it can't work or can't be good, but I would be wary of the more holistic places, mm-hmm. that kind of, you know, that jump on that bandwagon of let's do DNA saliva tests or let's do cortisol tests or let's see what kind of metabolism you have or what kind of zone you fall in. All of those kinds of things that is very popular right now. I would be wary of that. If you're really concerned or worried that you have issues, go to a specialist in hormones. Mm-hmm. Just go to the specialist and you will get so much further in your health and well-being, and it's literally it's very instant in solving a lot of your problems just from going to see the right kind of professional. That's all. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine, so I'm not mad. I'm just, you know, it's just something that I wanted to specify.
Actually, no, I'd like to kind of continue this discussion a little bit. John, I'm just going to give you a heads up on the breathing in the mic, but
oh my God, Kevin wants me to stop breathing.
Shut it, John. Just
seriously.
You don't get to breathe.
So
who you think you are?
Okay, to actually keep this on track, but the thing that I wanted to kind of talk about with you guys is, you know, a feeling that I've been getting in terms of the fitness industry, where we're kind of just, you know, how's the best way to describe this? We're trying to get a little bit more. Instead of the big rocks, we're looking, to use John's phrase, we're looking harder and harder for smaller rocks that have issues.
The rocky rocks.
You had to do that, didn't you?
Actually, I did. That was my secret word of the week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You fed that up, man. That was awesome. Good on you. I didn't think I was going to be able to do that.
Welcome. Send the check in the mail. But do you know what I mean? Like I even feel like it's getting like this when it comes down to all these little arguments that people are having, you know, from, you know, coach to coach or from nutritionist to nutritionist. Like, the, you know, people are getting arguments about the, you know, the smallest, most insignificant things, when I think, you know, a lot of people are agreeing on most of what we're talking about. And I feel like people are kind of looking for these small rocks, to use that term, just to you know, write a blog post or something. And I think it's confusing a lot of people.
I think what happens, and I've been somewhat, people target me a lot for being one of those people who denounce the importance of variables, mm-hmm. because I consider the fact that energy laws and that calories matter as an important factor in what it is that I do. Mm-hmm. Just because I believe in the laws of energy, and just because I believe that energy can't simply disappear into thin air, that it has to be dispersed and used, does not mean that I don't consider the variables of why it is that things happen or mm-hmm. what make up a situation. And I think those variables are important. And it's in every life. It's in everything that we do. It's not even just in fat loss or in training. You know, where you grow up, your education, mm-hmm. where you come from. Everything determines who you are. And it's the same with your body. How much sleep you get, what kind of diet you have, how much protein you have, what kind of genes you have, etc. Of course, these things matter. I just think the problem comes in is when people say or make blanket statements and say something along the lines of, oh, well, because you have high cortisol, you can't lose fat. Or because you have X, Y, and Z, you can't lose fat or you can't progress in your training. Because these things are present, you can't lose fat. When really the problem is trying to understand why things are maybe making it hard for the person to hit compliance to their diet. Or why it's maybe making the person have a difficulty get more training in or to be motivated to train. I usually find that the variables are those issues, how stressed you are or if you have any sort of mental instabilities going on or if you're defunct in your electrolyte system or whatever. All those things that they come into play to determine your compliance, if you're having a hard time sticking to your diet, if you're having a hard time being motivated to train, if you're having a hard time sleeping, sleep makes you hungry, so on and so forth. And if you get those things under control, can you start to see your fat loss excel, or can you lose water retention that could have been cloaking your fat loss? Or could you start to increase your metabolic rate and burn a little bit better than you had before and you start to get better at these things? All of these things make a huge difference in the ease of fat loss or in the ease of muscle gain and conditioning and whatnot. But the problem that I see constantly over and over again is that people take the variables or the little rocks and they make it the boulder, completely missing the forest for the trees. And I think that that's where the problem is. And I think that that's what the main issue is. And that's where I get my irritations from, because I see nothing wrong with people talking about the effects of cortisol or how it can affect your system. It is a real thing. I mean, it's a hormone that affects your system, but it's the misunderstanding of it. The fact that, yes, we do need it. It's important to have it. And it's how much we have or what we have of it that is important. It's not going to defy the laws of energy. And unless there are serious medical conditions involved that you would be in a hospital for, it should not in any way hinder your ability to lose fat in an energy sense. It just might make things hard for you in what your energy levels are and in what your health is and how much you can sleep and how much compliance you can have to the system. So I guess that's where my issues is with all the people focusing on the little rocks. It's like, let's talk about it, sure, but let's make it very clear that there's still the big picture, which is energy matters and training matters and good food matters. All those, the big rocks, as John would say, they matter. And I think we all can agree on that.
So. Well, you know, I think, you know, the reason why I bring this up is, you know, I think the industry, even though it's so big already, it's getting bigger and bigger. And the desire for information and for education and for answers is growing, as we continue to see the obesity epidemic continue to grow. I think it's just getting worse for people that are trying to sell books. And you almost see, if you look on like the Amazon bestsellers, there's almost a new nutrition book with different answers. That's at the top of that list every month or so. And it just blows me away. It's just, you know,
well, I think ultimately we can look at it from a cynical standpoint.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, and I hope, John, you chime in, cause I always love it when you go on a tangent, but I think we can look at it from a cynical standpoint, but I didn't know
I was allowed to breathe even let alone talk. I think
if we remove the cynical outlook of it, everyone's trying to get over on somebody or everyone's out to make a buck, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist because it does. I think people generally just don't know what to do. I meet people every day. I talk to people every day that don't believe that fat loss is possible. They don't believe it's possible. They don't believe it can happen. They think that they have tried it all, and they legitimately believe that they have done everything it is that they can do. And the amount of information that is out there, it leads us trying to turn to the, you know, the golden answer or the next thing that's, oh, this is it. This is what's wrong. This is why I can't do it. Okay, that makes sense. I'm going to give this a try. And they go into it and they really believe in it. And for some people, it will work because for whatever reason, it allows them to be better in compliance or what have you.
That's but
it works for them. Yeah, and it just works. And they believe in that gospel. They mm-hmm. believe in the new truth that it is that they have found. But for others, it won't. And then they wait for the next thing. They wait for the new shiny ball that comes along. And it's mm-hmm. because people genuinely do not believe in the basics of science. They don't believe in it. They just don't. And I have talked to people who will look at me straight in the face and say, no, I don't believe in it. There's nothing that you can say. And they will use examples or small examples of whatever anecdotal story they have or other professionals that have used, you know, it's amazing that we have professionals that will up and down preach to some small 4 or 6 people tribe in the outreaches of Antarctica, but the thousands and thousands and thousands of, say, World War II prisoners who were starved to death. And their metabolism seemed to decrease just fine and lose weight just fine and die of starvation just fine. For some reason, we don't take any of that into consideration whatsoever. And it's just, it's these basic logics, these basic truths of, a lot of people do, well, you know, you can't prove anything. But yeah, you can. You can prove some things. If someone is on the ground and their leg is gone, it's gone. It just is. They don't have a leg anymore. And there are some things that are absolutely provable. And energy is one of those things. It is 100% provable. There is nothing to deny about the essence of energy, no matter how much you want to argue. It may not be optimal. It may not be what you want it to be. It may be decreased because of how you have treated your body or genes that you have. It may be an energy you aren't happy with. But it is energy nonetheless. And people don't believe that. And so they turn and they look to other things. And I think ultimately that is the number one reason why we still have so much trouble with this issue. I really do. That's what I think.
But it's because that, I mean, I think that would be too simple of an answer. You can't sell a book on that.
It is too. Well, I mean, but you can. That's the thing. You can.
But
you can't. But you can't. I mean, I agree with you. It's just, you know,
yeah,
you can't
make a title out of that. You know, you can't say it's not the something something diet. You know, the, yeah. You know, whatever it be, the.
I think ultimately it lands on psychology. I think ultimately mm-hmm. we will see, and I see time and time again, that it has nothing to do with people finally deciding that they're going to do the right training or that they're going to get their diet together. It's just, it's deciding that they're going to believe in it and that they can do it. And they understand how hard it is. And that I work so hard with my clients and with my forum members or whatnot. We talk so much more about their mothers and their lives and how they're going to figure out how to get through the day than we do about whether or not they're doing supersetting at the end of their training session. It's gotten so complicated in what we try to manipulate in our diet and training that no one really sits inward and goes, are you feeling okay? Mm-hmm. Do you even want to do this today? Are you motivated by anything at all? Do you have hope for your life? Because ultimately, those are the things. When those things click is what I see the biggest changes come for people. That's when I see the moments happen. So I think some of the best things that I've seen come out, like Tom Venuto's book, The Body Fat Solution, it was great. It had so much about psychology in it, and it mixed, you know, the combination of those things. And not that he hasn't done well with that, but at the end of the day, he still got beat out by, you know, books like The 4-Hour Body or books like, you know, Belly Fat Diet. And I'm not saying there can't be good or negative things about those books. It's not necessarily to judge those things, but they're selling something kind of different. You know, mm-hmm. they're selling a different kind of solution in that situation. But I just think that when people start to really embrace why they want it and dreams and change, and it goes back to so much more than just eat less and move more, that things will get better. But you still have to believe in the math. You just have to. If you don't, you're just going to get bit and caught up in all of these things that'll make you crazy at the end of the day. And I've seen it happen over and over again. It'll make you nuts.
Cool. John, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I think if I'm allowed to...
Shut up, John. Talk or I'm going to kick you off the damn show.
F and breathe. Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of times too, I mean, what's interesting is you hear, and this is kind of like a general, also like one of my soapbox kind of things, but you get a lot of these kinds of arguments out of people that aren't quite, you know, the experts of the field. And I'm not even talking about like, oh, the Fitcast is the experts. Like, I mean, the people that actually research these things for a living, you know, you'll have minor arguments maybe about the, you know, like Lee was saying, the effect of, you know, this hormone or that type of, you know, environmental factor or this exercise routine or whatever it is, but you're really not getting into like the types of guru nonsense that really comes about in on the internet, you know, where this blog is, this is the answer, and this is where there's no one answer to anything. And so for some people, you know, which I think Lee was kind of, you know, inferring, it's like you've always got the outliers. You've always got someone that, you know, some kind of, you know, magical workout program will work where something, you know, where they couldn't find the answer anywhere else or whatever. But that's not proof. That's not evidence. All that means is that this kind of worked for a few people maybe or something, you know, and Tracy Anderson has all kinds of followers because they swear that's what worked for them. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that it actually did. And it doesn't mean that she figured out by knitting the muscles that's
accessory muscles finally came.
Right. That's the true secret to everything. You know, there are too many variables in the real world, and there are too many possibilities that can happen in an individual's day, you know, week, month, whatever. You just can't say that you have the answer. So people that narrow it down to such minutiae and such detail, there's just no way. So maybe that worked for that individual because maybe that individual was doing too much. And then suddenly you do like a Tracy Anderson BS workout, and because you're not doing anything, that actually worked. Mm-hmm. Or maybe because it's the fact that she feeds her people 500 calories a day. How about that?
Could
you know what I mean?
Like,
could it be something like that? So I agree. I mean, I think that it's the details what makes things interesting. It's what makes people think that they're amazing experts. I mean, think of it this way. Like, I could be the physical therapist that solves someone's problem after no one else could. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I was any smarter than anyone else. I might have just gotten lucky that I either saw something different or happened to read something different. And, you know, the week before and say, oh, I'm just going to try this. And just because that worked on this patient doesn't mean it's going to work on any other patient either. You know, so do I believe that there's some kind of stuff where the big toe can affect the shoulder? I guess, but it's probably not the first place I'm going to go. But you're going to find someone that'll go there first, and that might have been your problem. Go figure, because out of the 10 or 12 years you've been living with this, no one else thought, I'm really going to check this guy's big toe. But the fact of the matter is, you're probably the one in a million case where that happened. So the instant guru that you went to that's fixed your problem, that's awesome. But if he did that with everyone else that walked through the door, it'd be complete quackery. You know what I mean? So I think that's where people get confused. They hear, you know, people that they believe to be experts talking about something that no one else is talking about, and they go, oh, this must be the truth. No one else is smart enough to figure that out.
Exactly.
There's no way. That's not what it is. This person's just on something, you know, a specific topic. This hormone has answered everything, whatever it is. And a few people, it's going to work for them. And that's great. But, you know, again, you don't chase the zebras till you corral the horses. So once you get all the science put together and everything that we do kind of know and agree on, and it's still not working, then okay, maybe something in your situation is missing. But the fact that people actually argue this stuff, like this is really affecting everybody, it's less likely. And it's less likely in the way that it can sometimes seem to be such a big deal. Oh my God, everybody is broken because we're walking in sneakers. You know, maybe it has something to do with it, but the fact that everybody is broken because of sneakers, that's the reason. You know what I mean? There are just too many variables. So what I say is generally just don't trust any specific one thing. And if it happened to work in your case, recognize that you were probably very unique in that fact, and maybe it wasn't even that variable. It may not have been. You know, maybe you started getting more sleep, or maybe you stopped having cravings, or maybe, you know, it could have had nothing to do with that variable. It could have been something totally different. So, you know, arguing over little minor details is interesting, but it's probably not the big picture.
Well said, John Fass.
All right. No, I think that's... It's always kind of interesting to have this conversation. I still think it's like the, you know, we're almost getting into left and right wing of, you know, fitness and nutrition. There's just like, there's almost like two sides where each side thinks the other side is crazy.
Right.
It's actually pretty.
It is. This industry is politics all the way.
Yeah.
It's absolutely politics. And I think that most of the people that I talk to, and even if I don't agree with them, or even if we're not exactly on the same page about things, most of the people I consult with, totally in it for the right reasons, really care. And I know people that I've known people, and even myself, that you really get caught up on something and you think, oh wow, like this is going to be kind of like that answer, this is going to be that thing that people are missing that is going to help them. And you can get fixated on, say, the cortisol issue or the sleep issue, and it's like, does sleeping more make it easier to lose fat? Absolutely. I tell my clients all the time, sleep, calm down and sleep, and it does. It helps with their compliance, and I don't even talk about the things that I have to go through and discuss with the clients who are usually recovering from anorexia or bulimia or really over aggressive type A personality trainees and whatnot. And I think those variables and factors do mean so much. I think that it's important for the listeners and for us as professionals and whatnot to focus on the fact that there are those definitives. There are definitives, and there are certain things that we can look at and say, yes, I can trust this. I can trust how this happens. We have to breathe. Breathing has to happen. If you want to argue that, go right ahead. But breathing, it has to take place. There are certain things that have to take place. And I get frustrated when I see people have arguments and say, oh, well, my client cut, you know, bread out of their diet and they lost 20 pounds. How do you explain that? And it's like, okay, well, were they overeating because of that bread? Did the bread cause them to have less control in their diet? Could it be there's so many reasons. It becomes almost a critical thinking argument. If you look at a lot of research or a lot of people that dive into critical thinking, it's the equivalent of there's a lamp and it's up against the wall and it falls off the wall. Do you believe it's a ghost, or do you believe that something on the other side hit the wall? And it just, you really have to start looking at things in a very critical way. And I think that the more that you look at it in more of a critical and logical aspect, that the more that things will go smoothly for you, because you just dissect over and over again, okay, let's move to the next step. Let's move to the next step, instead of throwing up your hands and going, it must be this mythical thing. I don't know what it is. I have to go out and find it.
And I think that's an interesting thing about the carbs too. Like, you know, there's a growing body of evidence that it's probably better to cut carbs out versus fat, let's say. But there's an entire weight loss registry of people that lost weight by cutting out fat. You know, so it's, again, it's like, do the carbs have an effect? It would appear so. But does that mean that the answer is just carbs and I can eat as much as I want as long as there's no carbs in it? No. And you know, I mean, it's, again, it's
people that you see, you know, start to gain weight from, oh, I cut out carbs, now I'm going to eat a bunch of peanut butter, which is, you know, 200 calories for, you know, two small tablespoons.
Right. The fact is, most
people, I disagree. I just totally agree.
No, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, the fact is, will most people get fat off of eating salad? Probably not, because you got to eat a ton of salad, but you could still do it.
Yep.
You know, and that's the point.
Absolutely. Absolutely, John. And I think with the carbohydrates, the average person needs to decrease the amount of carbohydrates they eat? Yes. I don't think any of us would disagree with that. I think you get almost every professional in the world in the room, and they'd say, yes, the average person needs to decrease their carbohydrate intake. But it's completely different than saying you can't lose fat because there are carbs in your diet. Those right. are two different things to say that. And I won't even go on that track, but I think wording could save us a lot too. And this is coming from someone who has, in the last 2 years, really understand the power of words or their lack of ability to use them properly. And I have found that how we communicate what it is we're trying to say is incredibly important. And I think if we were just a little bit more careful and used possibly or perhaps or potentially a little bit more, or correlation instead of causation and all these types of things, that there'd be a lot less confusion and a lot less dogmatic beliefs. But I could rant on this all day. It's great conversation.
Yeah.
It just got real. For those in the live chat.
What's the live chat saying?
No,
God, I can't see the live chat.
You can't even see
Lance
the video.
Lance said that you're a prophet.
Who?
Lance.
Lance.
I fast Lance.
Lance.
I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce his last name. I like him. I don't know how to say his last name. Do you know how to say it, Kevin?
Lowry.
Great.
Right? Mike Lowry. All right. All right. So I think that's where we're going to wrap up.
Lance. His last name.
I know, I'm joking.
Lance
Goit. All right.
Yeah. Okay, is it Goit? Is that what it is?
We got one more announcement.
That's cool. We hung out in Boston.
Goiki.
Goiki? We're actually going to be hiring Lee Peel onto the new show as well. You gotta get health insurance paperwork.
Caffeinated drinks and Blu-rays.
What's that?
Well, I get paid in caffeinated drinks and Blu-rays.
The spike doesn't leave my apartment. But I had a espresso shot in my Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. And that is the cat's pajamas. It is really good. I like it. And it's sustained energy. It's really good. Spike brings me up, then brings me right back down. But this is
that's what she said. Good.
That's what she did. So what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up this week's episode. We're going to leave you with some off-topic discussion. We're going to be, I'll say this now. We'll be back on Thursday with the blog update, the FitCast blog update discussion podcast. And then we'll probably be also back on Friday with the new stuff if we can get that together this week. If not, we'll have it next week. And we will have the FitCast for you again on Monday. So, it's going to be a busy week for everyone. So make sure you are subscribing through iTunes, because that's where you're going to get all this stuff in case you forget. Well, we will also post it at thefitcast.com, but the easiest way to do it is to get it through iTunes or to get our RSS feed. It's just thefitcast.com/podcast/podcast.xml. I believe is what it is. So that's our RSS feed if you want to grab it. And thanks for listening, and thanks for joining us this week on the live show. If you did it, justin.tv/thefitcast. We'll be back there next week. You can check me out on Twitter, where I talk mostly about non-fitness stuff, at twitter.com/KevinLarrabee. And Lee is at Lee, twitter.com/LeePeel. And same thing for the Facebook stuff. So that's it. Thanks everyone for joining us. We'll see you next time. Take care. Hello and welcome to the Off Topic for episode 211. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me is Lee Peel and Jonathan Fast. And again, we are broadcasting live on Justin TV. So if you are around, if you're listening live, feel free to jump into the chat room if you have any off topic stuff that you think would be relevant. But guys, it's good to be back. First thing I want to, I got a lot of things to bring up. First off, I got some new headphones. I got two new pairs of sick headphones, some Sennheiser 555s. which a good story behind these is that the Sennheiser 555s is like the mid-range, and the 595s are the high range in terms of the Sennheiser headphones. And the only difference between the two headphones is $100 price difference, and there's two pieces of foam that they put inside the 555s to nerf the headphones. So they actually make, it's the same exact set of headphones. They just make, they just like crapify one version so they can sell two different price points. How messed up is that?
Wait, so you're saying that they put a piece of foam?
Yeah, I will. What I'll actually do is I'll post a link in the chat, but you can actually there's a bunch of different websites that talk about it, but it took me about 5 minutes to turn my $80 555s into $180 595s. But here, I tossed the link into the chat so you can kind of check it out. But yeah, it's really interesting that companies will do that to. Just off, I know in the past that this is way back, but if you remember the brand Rio, they made like MP3 players. They made multiple versions of their CD based MP3 player, like a black one and a blue one. And the only difference between the two was the firmware. So you could download a hacked firmware for the blue one that would make it work just as good as the black one. And that was the only difference. Like, if you knew, how to download and burn firmware onto a CD, you could make the, one that was literally half the price as well, just as good as the one that was, twice as much, which is pretty crazy. And to be honest, the Sennheiser headphones are the balls. They are awesome. I'm losing my hearing, and it has caused me to go on a spree that, thankfully, to some friends on Facebook and including Lee, helped me find some good music to get from the Amazon MP3 store. And I even rebought like 10 CDs that I've had just so I could get a higher quality audio. And I also bought some Klipsch S4 earbuds, so for when I'm outside of the house, I can use my earbuds. It's just been time. Like, I had a good pair of Shure earbuds a while back, but they kind of got destroyed, and I was suffering with I was using some Sennheiser earbuds that were like $20 earbuds, and the Sennheiser MK202s that were my main headset. It's actually what I'm using right now, because unfortunately, there's such a wide opening in the 555s that you would literally be able to hear, like, John, you would be able to hear yourself through my headphones back into my microphone. So it's not something you want to use, at the office, because the person next to you will hear what you're listening to. So I did that, and then I got a lot of music, The Roots, and I'm addicted to Common CD B. Just so good. And Lee, next up is what you told me to get.
Which one?
On the rotation. I forget which one. It was a band I haven't heard of, but what I like to do is I like to listen to one CD until it basically dies and I can't listen to it anymore. Like, that happened.
So
with
currently, that is Common.
Yeah, currently that's Common and Black on Both Sides, which is really good.
I approve.
And an Angels and Airwaves CD that was released for free, which is weird. I know a lot of people don't like Angels and Airwaves, but I kind of like them. I like Blink 182, so. And Boxcar Racer, what's up?
That's a jump.
Yeah, so I've been on the audio front, and can we talk about video games for a second? I know I'm like monopolizing this, but
you go right ahead, Kevin.
So
it's your show. We're living in it.
That's right.
We're just visitors to your world.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Crysis 2, I've been playing that on the Xbox, and it looks amazing. It is the best-looking game I've ever played on my Xbox. It's a ton of fun, even if you didn't play the first one. So if you have, like, a PS3 and an Xbox and not a good computer, I'd really recommend you checking it out.
All right, well, real quick, synopsis.
Of Crysis 2?
Yeah.
You basically have, like, a nano suit, which allows you to... it allows you to either cloak
something to me.
What would I best describe it as? It's basically a suit that kind of turns anyone into a badass, almost like Guyver. Okay. Anyone? Guyver? Right?
Guyver.
Guyver? The Guyver? Come on. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. For people in the chat, you can't see us because we don't have a way of doing three-way webcamming. And since John is in the sticks, I don't even know if John would have the bandwidth to even pull it off. And I don't think I would have the bandwidth.
I would, but...
I don't know if
it may suck. Oh, no. You're right. It may suck. Sometimes when I go like freak McNasty on the intertubes, it slows all down.
Yeah.
Lee, did you like that Freak McNasty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So anyways...
It was appreciated, John.
I don't always care about Kevin's opinion, but baby, I always care about yours.
Well, since I was, in the middle of a story,
Right, get back to the Nano Guyver wear.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a really good game, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm kind of sad I haven't finished it yet, because since Portal 2 came today, I kind of put that down, You have to play Portal 2 when it shows up. And MK came today. So I've been playing some MK. I've been playing some Portal 2. But to finish up on Crysis 2, you basically can have like maximum... What is like maximum armor? Or you can cloak. You can do speed. And you're basically always running off this power gauge that has... That, you use up that power, then it recharges. And you use it up, then it recharges. So some pretty cool tactical stuff that you can do with it. It's really, really, really fun. I really recommend you checking it out. At least rent it. It's probably a pretty short campaign. I think I'm like 5 hours in, and I'm getting close to the end. But, there's aliens. It takes place in 2027, so it's in the distant future. It takes place in New York City, which, again, they replicated it amazingly. It looks amazing. I can't believe they were able to pull it off the way they did on a console. But there's that. And, Lee, did you ever play Portal?
No.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to send that over, but the Portal was like, game of the year in 2007, and Portal 2 just came out today. It's an amazing story. I've laughed so much in the first 30 minutes of this game. It's basically like Ricky Gervais is kind of like hanging out with you during the game.
That makes me happy because... I'm in love with him.
Well, actually, you would really like this because it's like the Ricky Gervais that would like...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's like the dick Ricky Gervais. The Ricky Gervais that like is makes fun of everyone.
John? Yeah, I gotta stand up for Lee on this one. Don't you tell her what you like. She can make her own decisions. Son of a bitch.
Well, no, what I meant is that...
Oh, see that, Lee? Now he's backtracking.
Like the he's almost
back because you threw it at him.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that. Lee's an intelligent, young, successful woman, and she will decide what she wants to do
she's
or not.
Wasting time right now, John.
Don't you come in here?
Don't you interrupt him right now? He's on a roll.
That's
and
right.
I'd like to hear what it is he has to say.
That's right. Don't you come in here with your "me man, I tell a woman what she likes" type of crap. We are a progressive podcast, and I will not have this. There.
All right. MK, which is awesome. It's Mortal Kombat, and it's awesome. It's awesome. It's really good. And
is it the same kind of style?
It is. It's back to 2D. It's 2D with 3D characters, so there's no 3D environment. I mean, there's 3D environments, but you can't move on a 3D plane. The fatalities are unbelievable. Like, literally, a couple of them almost made me sick. Like this is the only one that I'm going to, it's not even a spoiler. Like you have to like see it to see how nuts it is. But there's one where two guys come in from each side, grabs one of each of his legs and then rips him apart from the groin up into his head. Like that's awesome. I'm sorry. Just watching that is unbelievable. So that's the video game front. And I also got Mortal Kombat on Blu-ray as well today. So that is what I will be watching tonight. I'm going to be finishing up. I took the day off from work for this day because of it was so much going on and Marty was at daycare. So I had time to actually sit on the couch for more than, 20 minutes and actually do something. So, it's really good. And, I think that might be about it. They officially gave the word that Stargate is canceled for good.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
The franchise is at this point dead.
It's dead.
Which is really
maybe
sad.
It's not dead. Maybe it's just in another galaxy somewhere.
Nope. But it's okay because they have every single season on Netflix streaming. So I've been going back through Stargate Atlantis because it is a great show and. Man, it's been a pretty good 48 hours for me though. I'm very happy with and I'm gonna get a Mortal Kombat 2 machine. I'm
like
looking
a stand up.
Yeah, I'm looking. So I think it's about time I add that either that or Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, but those are a little harder to find. That's that and. What have you guys been doing for off topic? We're 12 minutes in.
John came home.
Yeah, I did. I came home for a week. I was home for a week. I saw the Yankees win. I went to Broadway. I met up with friends. I was moving and I was shaking. It was very nice to be stateside.
How long did you get to stay for?
Just the week. I'm saving up some time for New Year's so that I can go buck nutty wild in 2012.
We're going to have to get this announcement in today. I forgot about that.
He's not even going to let you talk. Don't even try.
I know. I'm not going to bother. Did you see the tomfoolery going on in my Facebook?
Do I need to?
I'm going to link you because I think you'll like it. Hold on. And go. Did you get it?
Is it through Skype? Because I can't get anything.
I think we're going to wrap up the off topic.
That sucks.
Go.
Oh, wait. I got it.
Lee, do you have anything before we wrap it up?
The Mike Leake, who's a pitcher in the Cincinnati Reds, was... arrested for shoplifting.
Like a couple shirts or something. Like
yeah,
that?
like 5 shirts worth $60.
What is that about?
Six shirts worth sixty bucks.
Well, any of the celebrity or the people that have money still, like what's her face?
I know
the redhead. God help me out here. from Mean Girls was arrested.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. She was.
What's her name? Someone will figure it out. I don't really care. Lindsay Lohan.
Isn't that amazing? Lindsay Lohan. But the other part of it is, if you think about it, he tried to steal 6 shirts valued at $59.88. That's the line on ESPN. And they're damn right, because that's a fine value. $10 a shirt?
I don't spend more than $10 a shirt.
Well, some of us do.
I think we're gonna wrap up the off topic there because we got some announcements to announce.
Oh, I just bought a bunch of new suits also. For when I meet the
did
press.
Did you go to China get some cheap suits? Cheap suits?
No, I did not.
Cheap suits?
They're French tailored suits.
How cheap? Cheap as hell. That's my Curtis Tucker. Rush Hour 2? Anyone? What? Are you serious? Come on. How cheap? Cheap as hell? All right. Thanks for joining us in the off topic. That was rough.